So there are more than 1,200 VA hospitals and outpatient clinics in operation today around the country. How consistent is the experience from one facility to the next?
Well, it often depends. It depends on where the facility is. It depends on what the health of the general population around that facility is. I'll give you an example. My hometown is Fayetteville, North Carolina. It sits underneath Fort Bragg, and it is 90 minutes away from 40% of the United States Marine Corps. That population tends to be very young. The population in West Los Angeles is very different. The majority of those VA patients come from the Vietnam era. They have very different healthcare needs, and they have needs that require services that the rest of the country is short of. Mental health, women's health, gerontology, those kinds of things. So the beauty of the Mission Act is that it says very simply, if we cannot provide that veteran a service within our facility, then we give that veteran the opportunity to take the option of getting that service outside of our department. And I think that is a very, very important step forward in making sure that the veteran's health is at the center of what we do.
When people are receiving community care and the VA is picking up the tab, how is the VA assessing whether the quality of that care is up to VA standards?
Well, we have had interactions with the private sector for decades. Yeah. When at the end of World War II, about 38% to 40% of all VA patients were in the private sector. It's hovered around there now. It's actually now, it's hovered around there most of our post-World War II history. It's down about 30-31% now, so it's actually gone down. So we evaluate our community care providers just the same way Blue Cross Blue Shield does. We send our experts out. We train people. So we have a vast network.
I want to talk a little bit about something that you have also said is a really serious priority for you, and that is veteran suicides.
Yes.
First of all, are veterans of the United States Armed Forces committing suicide at a rate higher than the general population?
Well, we certainly have a rate of suicide that is larger than any other group in the country. With, I think, and I'll go back, I think Native American women may be higher. But for veterans, that means on every day, any given day, about 20 veterans take their lives. We now have a presidential task force on suicide prevention, of which I am the lead. I have said in testimony, I have said at the White House, that if we just look at the last tragic act of a veteran's life, then we're never going to get our arms around this. We have to have a national conversation about mental health, homelessness, and addiction. We are seeing a spike all across the country. And I think where veterans care can provide a national lifeline is that we are the most visible population when it comes to addressing this issue. It is a population that every American understands at some level. And if we can get it right for us, then I think we can benefit the entire country. We will never be able, no matter how much money we put into a project or how many programs we create, combat all of the human condition and desperation that people feel. But if we have that conversation, I think, and we make available a voice and a lifeline and a hand to people, we can start bringing those numbers down.